You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's Top End is a remote but increasingly strategic hub in the Asia-Pacific region. United States forces already have a presence in the Northern Territory, but at the last Australia-United States ministerial consultations meeting, the allies hinted this would increase. Now the US Air Force is expected to build facilities for B-52 bombers at the Tyndall Air Base, south of Darwin. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese.
We engage with our friends in the United States Alliance. From time to time, there are visits, of course, to Australia, and including in Darwin, that has US Marines, of course, on a rotating basis stationed there.
The B-52 is not the most advanced aircraft ever. The Americans have been using it for 70 years, making it one of the longest-serving kind of planes in history. They are not able to reach supersonic speed, but they are a reliable and proven design, created to fly a long range. The B-52s are expected to reach 100 years of use. Tom Corbin of the United States Studies Center explains what the plane is about.
The B-52 is essentially the workhorse in the US Air Force's extended deterrence and long-range force projection capability. They've been in service since the 1950s, so they're not really the most capable or advanced aircraft in the US Air Force inventory. But that said, they are pretty high profile when it comes to extended deterrence missions around the world.
They can carry certain types of nuclear missiles, but they have also been used for air support, reconnaissance and conventional bombings, making it a versatile weapon. According to Neil James, executive director of the Australia Defence Association, the B-52s are not allowed to carry nuclear weapons in Australia.
Well, look, it's most unlikely they'll be carrying nuclear weapons because that would require major changes in the treaty relationship, and not only between Australia and the United States, but between Australia and its regional neighbours. Well, B-52s have been training in Australia since the Hawke government in the 1980s. The change is that the facilities to service them will be increased.
The move was welcomed on both sides of the political fence. Opposition leader Peter Dutton has praised the decision.
It's in our security interests, it's in our national best interests, and any adversary would see Australia if we're sitting here by ourselves as an island of 25.8 million people in the middle of nowhere, we have a vulnerability.
The US Ambassador to Australia, Caroline Kennedy.
I think we do it through diplomacy, we do it through dialogue, we do it through deterrence. So I feel like that's what we're going to continue to do, and we work with our allies and partners to make this safe.
The deployment of the bombers has been commented as a sign of deterrence, trying to signal to China that the United States are determined to play a role in the Asia-Pacific region. This is in a context of fears around a potential invasion of Taiwan and constant conflicts around the South China Sea, with other countries in the neighborhood, as well as growing tensions with Japan. Other countries in the area have also been strengthening their defenses, starting with Taiwan and Japan. There have also been several joint exercises between the United States and its regional allies, such as Japan and the Philippines. Alliances being strengthened are set to test the stability of the region. Julien Huyer, SBS News.